Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You trying to mug me off?
If you push play, you don't make my ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Still driving to get my cocks up.
1, 2, 3.
I'll eat your ass.
Bit of a mug off, bit of a mug off.
This is the mug off, baby.
I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be, and niggas trying to take my life away. I put a hole in a nigga for fucking with me. I'm back on the wall, now you gon' see.
He can move.
Better watch how you talk, when you talk about me. Cause I come and take your life away. Many men. Wish death on me, Lord. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me. These pussy niggas put money on my head. Go on, get your refund, motherfucker. I ain't dead. I'm the diamond in the dirt. That ain't that fam.
I'm really kicking myself for. for doing something stupid when I'm in charge of my daughters.
That's the game, buddy. Huh? Yeah. If you can't handle the heat, get out of the fire.
Yeah.
Stop playing rugby league at a very low level.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, stop playing charity rugby league if you're not willing to put your whole body on the line.
Yeah, sorry, you can't take a hit up, mate. I'll write to your daughters and tell them you suck.
Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't raise
you. What's it like to see a What's it like to see a head injury, Jerry, not going at 80Ks?
Feels good. Feels good.
It's crazy that they can still happen at an almost walking speed.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't think that was fast? You don't think he was blitzing down that sideline?
I reckon he'd be the only winger you could beat in a race, yes?
Good to know. Yeah, you're probably right.
It still worked a second time.
It's been an atrocious start.
Welcome back to the Mug Off. I'm still in lockdown. I'm steering the ship from a different state, from God's country.
Yeah.
I'm steering the ship. We're having tech issues. We've been trying to do this pod for about an hour and a half already. So if you can hear Jerry sounding like he's about to punch drywall, it's because he is.
Yep. I'm close to the edge.
And if you can hear Duggan, just know that he's calling in from a payphone in the middle of fucking Broken Hill or something.
Refuses to come back to the real state.
That clinking is me putting more coins in the phone.
Oh, man, you're going to end up punching another $7 into this thing, Duggan.
Yeah, we gotta wrap this up, boys. I only got like 80 cents left.
Well, you know what? I'm totally fine with that. Let's wrap it up. And that's today's show, guys. Good luck. Thanks for buying.
Yeah, thanks, boy.
Fine with it. Cunt, I've cleaned out my savings account.
We had a, because me and Yazzie, we had a good idea to get you back, because if you got a quarantine, we got like a little bit of Patreon money. We're going to pick like the world's shittest hotel and just stick you in there for 2 weeks. Just some like rat infested nest and just watch it cook.
The lowest rated Airbnb.
Yeah, well, that'd be good as well.
Be funny if that was your room, like your housemates have been subletting your room out while you've been away.
You got to pay twice what you normally do.
I was going to make that same joke, but I didn't want to throw myself under the bus early in the pod.
Come on, mate. You'd crash test dummy. Get away from the car, mate.
You want to keep the allure that you live in a mansion by the sea going.
Jerry, I met this guy at a gig last night. You would have loved this cunt. His name's Jack Knight, and he fucking ruled, man. He was so funny. He's the most Australian man I've ever heard, and this cunt had some great stories. He said that he used to live in a... He did some bit about how he used to live in a creek, but I didn't hear the whole bit. I only heard him reference it. And I was like, man, did you really used to live in a creek? And he goes, yep, I lived in a creek. My dad was homeless. My grandfather was homeless. It's been passed down. And he said, with each generation, they've each been homeless a bit less time than the other.
Oh, man, there we go. It takes a few generations.
I was like, how long were you living in the creek for? And he's like, oh, about 3 months. I was like, what about your dad? And he's like, he was about 2 years. And his father. So they get, man, he ruled.
It must be
so funny.
How are these homeless cunts getting pussy? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
He was quite young too. He's only like 24, but man, this cunt was so funny.
Mm. Fuck.
And his long ass bit about his dog dying.
Well, what did he just put him on the
back home, baby?
Yeah. Put him on a fridge lid and send him down the creek, same as his dad and his grandfather before him. Yeah. A homeless Viking man, funeral.
You're in fucking. How is it up there, mate? Dodging school, huckabelly Finn. Fucking swimming in creeks with homeless kids.
And saying N-word Jim every 4 seconds.
Well, he gets called N-word Cam.
You guys would love it up here so much. You say the word retard and no one bats an eyelid.
Oh, heaven.
God.
Yeah.
Like you say it and you don't even have to look around.
Yeah.
Like I've been here and like close to Christmas, I was hanging out with a bunch of people here that were also from interstate, like a bunch of comics. And they like could say retard and I'm just like, oh, yeah, it's, I mean, we're allowed to do this now. Yeah. And then just.
Name names, Duggan.
Just being around.
Who was there? No, championing.
I shan't dare, but I can tell you this, a few former guests.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, good to hear. Oh, good to hear.
What's that?
I can't go to Shrek the Musical.
Oh, why? No.
I thought you were going to say the understudy dropped out.
Too big a Shrek expectations.
Great Shrek expectations. We should write a book about you trying to get to the musical.
I hope they filmed like Australian Idol auditions for Shrek the Musical. And it's just a bunch of cunts that kind of look like him.
Your favorite festival is the Shrekker?
Why can't you go? You couldn't. All the disabled seats were sold out or something.
Yeah.
Even with social distancing, you were still close to too many people.
I was cheering too loudly.
We'll get there.
Yeah, I've been bombing so bad.
Me too.
Were they worried that you might keep screaming out, that's not a real cave? That's not what a real cave looks like?
Why can't you go?
I kept trying to kiss the donkey. Now we had tickets for opening night, and then the options to go again. I won't be here.
So you are coming back.
Yeah, I'm coming back next week.
Probably. Oh, this is fantastic news!
Wow, you heard it here first on the Patreon, folks.
This is an actual episode.
Oh, is this an extra episode?
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't
this is a real one, baby.
This is a free one. Oh Lord, my reputation.
When you're saying you heard some stand-up you like, Doug, and I heard some stand-up that I didn't mind this week. I was at
YouTubing me again, were you, mate?
Yeah, well, I was at this gig, and this guy had this joke. It's pretty good. I reckon you'll like it. He was talking about how Asian people are bad at driving, and then he goes, the thing is with it is it's not that they're bad. He goes, well, they can't see. What is they have too much shit on the dash of their car. Like they have a little
This is great stuff.
Have a little cat with a claw and like, oh, he's like, get rid of all that shit. And then they could probably drive pretty good. What do you reckon of that?
That's good stuff.
Do you like that joke?
I would have personally changed it to tissue boxes rather than the little cat with the claw thing. But
yep.
Okay. That's a good joke.
Yep.
All right. Glad you like it.
Who'd you hear that one from, mate?
That's one of Cameron's first ever jokes for our listeners.
I'm not going to fucking remember my own classic bits. Get the fuck out of here.
It's not a bad bit. It's not a bad bit.
Yeah.
It's observational. It's funny.
Mm.
Yep. You've just watched Tokyo Drift that weekend.
It's a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, you're getting a dig in at the Asians. It's very Queensland.
Jesus.
I'll tell you who loved it. Friend of the show, Mitch McCutcheon.
Oh, I bet he did.
It inspired him to write an even better one.
Oh, some big opinions.
Oh, it's a red hot bit. It's my favorite bit in comedy.
Yeah, hardest I've laughed in 2019. Mitch McCutcheon at the Dog and Parrot.
Oh, he had to call two people.
I saw this other guy. Oh, man, I did this gig the other night and they felt like they've only just mandated masks in Brisbane. Like, I think the only masks people have been wearing in Brisbane have been, like, for their personality. Mm. You know, just, like,
classic
masking
bit.
Who they really are. Now they're fucking... They actually have to wear their... Like, I went to the Buffalo today and realized, like, I walked into the shop and was like, oh, fuck, I didn't bring the mask, so I just put my shirt over my face. Ladies,
they thought you were robbing the place.
Yeah. I went, oh fuck, sorry, and put the
with the shirt up, they'd be like, he's not gonna be running for her if he gets the fucking teal. Don't worry about it. The look of
I didn't even do it with the collar either. I did it like a soccer player scoring a goal. I lifted the whole thing and they're like, sir, just take the beer.
Just get out of here, please.
Get that fucking sloppy rig out of here, mate.
Oh, that's not true. You've got a beautiful body at the moment.
Yeah, I do. I am red hot.
You've been to all those crunches you've been doing.
I've got something to
show. I did this.
Sorry, I got
I did this gig the other night, right? And it was the first gig back that you were like out of lockdown.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the rules of the gig were that if you were sitting down, you could take your mask off. So they just had this weird rule that when you're on stage, you had to be sitting down so that you could take your mask off and do your set. It's so fucking stupid. It was so dumb, but I did not do it.
Mm, fuck.
I can't be funny at that altitude, you know?
Yeah.
How about like Will Pick? I'm going to be...
Fucking, I got it. We got to shout out some fans of the show. Get this, right? This has got back to my little ears. There's a whole crew of boys working on the Harper Bridge. They're big fans of the show.
Oh, nice.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So shout out to the Harper Bridge boys, you know, fucking.
The Harper Bridge boys. I fucking love that.
Yes. Hell yeah.
We've infiltrated the iconic Sydney landmarks.
Yeah. Mate, this is going to be like Fight Club. We're going to go places and like wink and they won't spit in our food and shit. I guarantee it. Man, we've got people in low places everywhere, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're like...
And imagine doing the fucking bridge climb and you hear this pumping out of a Makita.
It's great to feel like Lawrence Fishburne in the John Wick series. You know, I've got an army of homeless assassins. Covered in shit. Playing with pigeons. So, hey, we're still assassins.
Oh. Shout out to the muggers. Good on you, boys.
It's not a job for everyone, but it is a job.
That's it. You're doing God's work over there, fellas. Hey, crack open another like 40 litres of that gunmetal grey.
Paint the fucker for us.
Oh. Right? Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to be hanging from my neck on that beautiful bridge while you guys are coming into work one morning.
Harbour Bridge.
Oh, man, I hope they're... in some way related to the bridge climb and we just get a bunch of people in blue jumpsuits listening to the... I mean, we probably will have people in jumpsuits listening to us in no time.
If we don't already.
Orange.
Formerly
in jumpsuits. Somewhere along the line, they've been in a jumpsuit.
Or grey if they're at Park Lee.
Yeah. I reckon there's a lot of green tracksuits getting about.
Oh, did I ever tell you about my mate? Did I tell you about my mate that was a personal trainer at... was it Park Lee? No, it was the underage prison out there.
Yep.
He was a buddy. He got this job and it was like pretty well paid. He's a PT, like real good shape guy. And he goes, he's like, oh, see, like you go through all these like security doors and stuff. And they had all these like weird rules. He's like teaching these guys to work out and stuff. And he's like, whatever you do, don't do any push-ups near him. It's like, what? And he goes, just don't. And then it was like, why? And he goes, well, what happened to the last guy? Is they were like, all right, everyone drop down and do 20 push-ups. And they're like, oh, can you show us how to do some push-ups? And then he got down and they just kicked the fuck out of him. So,
sorry.
Do not go down. And these were the prisoners that were like, they were good enough that they let them take exercise class. And they saw one vulnerability. The second he hit the ground, they're like... Stomping
boys are allowed in the Zumba class.
It's such a classic fucking, oh, you show us how to do it, sir. Take that, you fucking cunt.
Oh. No, they seem like nice guys. Why wouldn't I trust them?
It's like in high school when you're like, yeah, fuck, I'd knock that teacher out. It's like that, but these kids actually will.
Yeah, half of them probably are away for knocking a teacher out.
Oh,
that fucking rules. Mm. I love that story. Man.
Yeah, shout out to Craig. He's in the Northern Territory now. I just heard today.
Oh, that's good to know.
And you're just kicking the shit out of a guy and just yelling at him, get back to any time fitness.
We've all wanted to do it, but these boys are living it.
Yeah, 45.
What the fuck are you doing here in fucking Park Lee? Get the fuck out. Back to snap, bitch.
I don't know if it was Park Lee. It was the children's jail. It's near Park Lee, I think. I forget the name of it. Oh, doesn't matter. But yeah, pretty funny.
Yeah, wouldn't know, mate.
Yeah, that's... I like that a lot.
Don't know shit about jail. Don't intend to either.
Oh, you're going to kill yourself before they get you in there.
Absolutely. I'm going the way of the Epstein, going the way of the dodo. Fuck, are you guys here about that?
If you kill yourself in prison, I'll actually be like, Yaz did kill himself.
Yeah, let's not put a stat on. Yeah. Let's not mark one up for that time.
Hey, you leave the FBI out of this. That man.
Nobody.
He had extra shoelaces.
Nobody's taken that action.
Nobody. Oh, that's depressing.
That man hung himself with gold shoelaces.
Man, Epstein's last cellmate just died as well from coronavirus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Get it in his breakfast.
His last what?
His last cellmate, that Italian guy. I think that ex-cop.
Oh,
now he's just dead.
Really?
Coronavirus. Mm. They also caught the number three guy, that that fashion for fucking cunt, that model agency guy.
Oh, yeah, he got dumped for Me Too. That guy's trying to live forever. Do you know about that guy?
Really?
Yeah, there's some dude, fuck, I forget his name. I just heard about him the other day. John someone or whatever. He's
John Luke Brunel.
Yeah, he's from Canada, he's the fashion mogul.
Yeah.
He's spent like $300 million trying to live forever. He's 75, he looks like 50.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, he got dumped for paying a prostitute to rape his sons that were virgins.
Yeah.
Among other crimes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, apparently quite the...
And you were saying...
I mean, Cameron?
I
should be laughing at that. But what a fucking dumb thing to go to prison for.
It's not good.
For being world's coolest dad.
Yeah, you got to get the mug after that, that's for sure. Or they revoke it. I'm not sure what happens, but you're not walking away with that mug.
It's a crazy way just to not want to accept the fact that your sons are probably gay.
Yeah.
Like, just let it happen.
Or maybe they're just young.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think he's like...
Oh, yeah, they were...
He's allegedly...
gay or 11.
Passing around, like, 12-year-olds and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the guy. He's in a lot of shit.
Yeah, he's in... He was trying to go to, like, Senegal or something. No, wait, not... I can't remember where he was trying. He was trying to fly somewhere with no extradition to France. He was like, I'm gone.
Fucking grim.
I'll tell you what, speaking of these animals, did you see that someone sent me that one of the transcripts from Weinstein's trial? There's like some woman on the podium there, and she was saying, he goes, he has a grossly deformed, weird little dick that doesn't work.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, can we get some fucking objective people in here to kind of like, I know I did some bad shit, but this is come on. Like, some weird fucking, those are my dicks deformed.
Just call me a horrific monster.
He's like protesting it. And then they're like, is this true? And he's like, yes, it's true. I have a weird deformed little dick.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want anyone to know like this, obviously.
That's so egregious to be like facing charges of serious sexual assault and then just be like, don't, like, you're not allowed to tease me while I'm
Hey, I've got feelings too, remember?
I mean, come on, I'm probably gonna get off here. I don't want this on the public record. Like, fucking Justin Bieber is gonna go to town on me on the next roast.
Well, apparently Epstein's got a deformed, it's like an egg-shaped one as well.
Yeah, but like
Epstein's got like an egg-shaped penis.
He's a fucking handsome man, that dude.
Yeah.
Great head of hair. That's what
You boys are one track mind.
Yeah, we are.
That's all I fucking care about anymore.
You're two handsome cunts just worried about his hair. I got a fucking full head of hair and I'm like, yeah, but he didn't look like a sex offender.
Yeah, man. Would I trade your head and hairline for mine? No. Yeah. I reckon I'll have a crack at trying to beat baldness, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Don't forget the height. Yeah, you got to go down a few foot as well to troll height.
Brother, there's hats. There's no hats for your face.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you love this whole mask business.
Yeah.
Oh. Fuck me.
I hope they bring out body masks soon.
Oh, man. We should all be walking around like...
They already have them, mate.
Hurt Locker.
If you pray to the one true God, Allah, then you can get a body mask.
Oh, Jerry, you'll get canceled this episode.
What? I love Islam. Sorry.
Yeah, he's been preaching a lot.
Yeah.
About Islam.
Muhammadullah.
Actually, at that gig I was at the other day, fuck, you would have loved it so much, Jerry. Brisbane rules, man. Mm. Yaz, you might have just kind of liked it, but there was a dude.
Oh, come on, man.
But I mean, it's right up Jerry's alley. There was a guy playing a guitar and singing in a fake German accent, just this whole song about shitting on someone.
Yeah.
It was sick.
Come on, you know me, dude. Who the fuck are you talking to? Of course I would love this.
This is like good bad comedy. You like just bad comedy.
Ah, that's not. Let's not blow up my spot now, in case anyone sees me at their gigs.
front row and center, big shit grin and smile.
Man, a few associates. I mean, no, we're just there to support live comedy. That's all.
But you never miss a Charlie McCann show.
I never do, actually. I'm always, every time that kind's picking up. He was doing comedy the other day down at, shout outs to Crown Comedy and Gavin. Get down there, he'll look after you.
Don't fucking.
Gav. What?
It's not the best gig to fucking be shouting out.
Who cares?
I suppose.
Now, you just trashed it.
Yeah, I openly trashed it.
Ah.
Well, my favorite thing about it was the old guy that used to run it. I went there once and it was just comedians and like one like crazy person that was just sitting down. And I go, man, is it always like this? And he goes, oh, yeah. Like normally a showrunner would lie to you and be like, you should have been here last week. But no, he goes, oh, no, it's always like this.
I like it. I like it. Like, heaps of freaks.
I've never met staff with more open disdain for the patients.
Oh, yeah.
They hate that you're there.
They got no time for us.
They hate you. And it. You're standing there paying fucking $9 for a schooner in one of the shittest pubs in
Sydney.
Man,
it smells like beer. The beers smell like farts. But these are like, we're talking like they're good, honest Christian people, and they've got to listen to like 14, 22-year-olds talk about jerking off.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Or eating pussy. Mm. It's like, we're talking, someone's these are good people. You know, it's not open on Sundays, that pub. You know?
Really?
It's not open on Sundays.
That was just being, I'm lying through my teeth.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why.
You
should have
just backed yourself. I never would have followed up. I
would have absolutely believed you.
Yeah, that's true. It says more about you blokes, though.
That we trust you.
Yeah. Why would you?
Well, now I'm deeply suspicious. Hey, Cameron, want to watch me tickle Yaz?
Yeah.
Tickle.
Stop tickling me. Stop this.
He loves it. Look.
Fuck off.
This is exactly that tickle doco. Like, I'm the fucking, I'm the rich cunt. Posing as a woman.
I never saw it.
Man, have you not seen that?
No.
Fucking amazing doc.
Just looked like a bit of horsing around. Yeah. I don't know if there was much of a documentary. Just a bit of horsing around.
Oh, nah, dude. It fucking rules.
Yeah, no, and Jerry probably, you know, couldn't get past the first 15 minutes. He'd have to
stop
and start like again, you know what I'm saying?
Like every porno I've watched, I look up, I've come, and I'm like, fuck, they're still kissing, all right.
Yeah. Oh, no. She hasn't even got into the office yet.
Cool. And you're back in your childhood homes. You got to kick your dad out of the lounge room and put on the VHSs, huh?
Man, I want to make an art exhibition.
Gary, I don't know what you think everyone's family home was like, but I've got a separate room,
like an art exhibition, but all photos of the whiteboards in like school themed pornos and what they write.
Oof, that's a lot of deep diving.
Yeah, but I'm doing it. I'm doing it, boys. I'm in the teaching stuff now.
Okay, all right.
All right, I'm going to tap out and just like, I need those glasses that have wide open eyes so I can just do the pod like that.
We're all struggling. We're coming up, we've had to overcome many a tech issue. We're all tired. We'll get there.
I'm punched out.
But hopefully you reckon you'll be back next week.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Cameron, we got some big shit planned for this year, so
we'll
make it up in February. Leave us alone.
All our fans know that it takes us a while. Like, we play ourselves into shape, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what you boys are talking about. I've got a couple of stories for you. I was talking to my old man the other day.
Here we go.
And,
this is when I need the glasses.
He's got this fucking, like, he's nearly 80, my old man, but he's just got this fucking old cunt turn of phrase, right? And he was sitting there watching the news, and some teenagers had fucking done something, stolen a car, wrecked it, like rolled it, and it got filmed or whatever. And my old man's sitting there going, they should just fucking. They should shoot these little pricks. Just shoot them.
What?
And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, why are you pushing this shooting everyone who does the wrong thing? Like, you would have been shot. You were a little cunt. They would have shot you. And he's like, that was bloody 70 years ago. I'm an old prick now. Like, I wasn't breaking stuff back then. It was just, you know. It was nothing. It was just hitting a horse on a cock with a stick.
Sorry, what?
Hang on. Is that worse or better than wrecking a car that you don't own? Hitting a horse on the cock with a stick. Also, how bored were you?
Yeah. I got another question. How many people were there? Because if there's three or four, that's a laugh. If you're doing that shit on your own, that's a fetish.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I like hitting big dicks with sticks.
That's what cockfighting used to mean.
Speaking of fetishes, but our Lord, our God, Arnie Hammer, has gone down. I don't know if this made the news in Queensland. Do you know this Arnie Hammer's actor, dude?
You know Arnie Hammer?
If it's made the news in Queensland,
did the pig run up there with the news on its back? Yeah. Did it make it up there?
It is dial-up, but we do have the internet up here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this guy's got a kink. He likes to imagine sucking girls' blood.
Yeah, wasn't he saying he like wants to take their toes and keep them on him and stuff? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, but it's hard to know which one of the ones were real, right? Like, aren't some of them just photoshopped? Or are they all real?
I think a lot of them are pretty real, right?
Because I read a couple of him saying Jerry sucked me off, and like now yeah. I'm forced to just believe that.
Well, that was like writer Clementine Ford and, was having and a go at Jerry.
Yeah, and Yaz was watching.
No, that's not true. I wouldn't watch.
Yeah, not with your own face.
Oh, so maybe some Photoshop then.
Yeah, there'd be some. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to tell it was Yaz. Let's just say that if he was watching.
Yeah,
that's a deep joke for anyone who's
fuck
back a few episodes.
don't worry about him.
Yaz is into Eyes Wide Shut parties where him and his buddies all get together in robes and watch me try and fight dogs.
Be rich.
All right. I thought that was just for a Patreon episode. I didn't know I was giving out that information for free.
It's an obvious joke.
All you got to do is go to this one specific jazz club, talk to the piano player. He'll get you a number. I'll see you at the party. Eyes Wide Shut. It's about sex, that movie.
Yep.
Yeah, I fast-forwarded through all the dialogue.
Me too.
Yeah. Just so I could see... Tom Cruise.
Fuck Nicole.
Tom Cruise getting that hog out.
Does he get his hog out? I don't think he does.
No.
I've never actually seen the movie.
It's a pretty sick movie. I don't mind it.
I'm a big fan of eating the rich, but not in that way.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine was in a bar with him and...
with Tom Cruise.
Yeah, and they said he ordered a Pimm's cup. And my friend goes, that made me think he was gay.
Yeah,
because he had a Pimm's cup. The guy I'm talking about who saw him is gay.
Yeah.
Yes, but then two smoking hot chicks showed up and he was like all over them.
Yeah.
So it's like, that makes me think he's not gay.
Well, I heard allegedly Ricky Martin will finger girl fans just even though he's this is doing nothing for me, but this means everything to you.
Oh, what a fucking legend.
He's one of those, he's just a real sick cunt.
A giver.
Yeah. Listen. You know, it's like us jerking off all the boys from the Harbour Bridge. Just being we're not into this, but you guys love it. You know, from what I've been told, too.
Yeah. Make sure you spit in a car for me and don't do any overtime, no matter how much they tell you.
Fuck yeah.
You have to. That'd be my fucking advice.
Fuck yeah.
How high up on the bridge do you reckon they are? Do you reckon they're...
Duggan, if you ask me, they're on top of the world, mate.
Yes, brother. I like to think that I'm their favorite one on the podcast.
Why? Because they think, you live under it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
They work under the bridge.
Yeah, they're building you a home.
They've got a little hut under there for me.
I can't stop thinking about that guy that's three generations of homeless.
Man, I knew you would love it. I immediately said to him, I was like, cunt, you got to come on my podcast.
Don't go to his creek, whatever he tells you. He doesn't have any recording equipment there.
You can't plug it into anything. that fucking generator's only got half a can of fucking oil too, or whatever. Petrol. Fuck, I am.
I'd imagine...
Dying.
Yeah, you're firing on zero cylinder.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Don't worry. He's had a big night last night.
Oh, well, man, I was boozing all last night. On some prescription medication for my cough.
Yeah, you boys famously cannot back it up.
I'm fine.
Yeah. We're just not alcoholics or problem drinkers like you. That's all.
I can't imagine who you're talking about.
What else has been going on? What's been going on in Queensland?
There must be a Dexi shortage up here because I've not gotten any homework done since I've been here.
Fuck, man.
Not a lick of homework.
I'm getting my, I've got my, what's he called? My referral. I'm going to get my,
You're going legit.
Yeah, I'm going to go legit.
Yeah, nice.
See if I've actually
can I just take this opportunity to say,
Oh, if you think I'm not going to rip every one of my fucking junkie mates off, you've got another thing coming. It's like, oh, it's $7 one. $7 each, mate. Where else are you going to go, pal? Where are you going to go?
Fuck.
It's a seller's market.
People up here, $8 they're paying.
Oof. Just to get some homework done. You're kidding me.
Oh, my God.
And apparently bags are $400.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I didn't know Queensland was that isolated.
Mm.
Yeah.
Have you found anyone to mooch a bag off up there?
Yeah.
Nah.
Tell you what, you wouldn't be leaving them on the floor. Name names. Come on, mate. We'll edit it out.
Let's guess.
The wink is for the Patreon listeners.
Well, not now that you announced it. Let's all take guesses.
Nah, fuck that.
Dash.
What?
You were scabbing bags off Dash, allegedly. Exchanging Indian gear.
Oh, come on, mate. I'm not doing that sort of stuff. I just said I'd heard about it.
Because we have, like, you and me disagree about who's got a better head wobble in the Australian TV industry. You say Dash, I would say Fatty Vorton.
No, absolutely it's Fatty Vorton.
Yeah, I know. I'm just doing a bit of comedy myself, I think.
This might be one of the worst episodes we've done in a long time.
Oh, man. That's like I say, every start of the year stinks.
I'm having a great time. You blokes are just tired.
Yeah,
man. Like, trust me, once I get back.
So next week, you reckon? Fuck, I'd love to hear that, if that's true. If you're coming back.
Yeah, probably.
That's sick.
Probably going to be next week.
Yeah. Are you going
to... I heard this, what about this? Heard this other great story, right? Some friends of mine, back in the day, there was like a new flavor of chips, like they were at Kick-Ons or whatever.
I love this already.
Oh, come on.
New flavor of chips, like Lamington chips.
We're going to get Crookshank on the phone for this story.
Someone get John on the phone.
They sound fucking gross, right? But I don't even know if I'm allowed to tell this story, but I'm doing it. So there were these Lamington chips, and the dude was just getting the shits with everyone eating them because he's like, they're fucking disgusting. What's everyone doing? So he picked up the chips, and he's like, he's pissed in the bag of chips. He's like, I'm pissed in it. No one can eat them now. I'm pissed in a bag of chips.
Jesus Christ.
No one eat the chips. I'm pissed in the bag of chips. Just fucking stop eating them. And then he said to this to his mate, he's like, I'll give you $100 to eat one of the chips that I just pissed in. So she's agreed to do it. And he got her to like stand up on a table and eat the chip in front of everyone for this $100. So she's done it. And then to pay her the $100, he set up a 20-cent bank transfer once a week.
Oh my god! Oh my lord! Who is this fucking animal?
It's gonna take so long to pay off.
It stinks of Mitch McCutcheon.
It's just Mitch McCutcheon. Oh, who is it?
No, it wasn't. Don't worry about it. I'm not telling you.
No, keep the name.
No, keep the name.
It's just a story I've. It's just a story I've heard. It's not even. They're not even friends of mine.
No, okay. Oh man, I need to know. Oh,
oof, that's lucky.
Take a swig if it's Mitch McCutcheon.
It was the same bloke that fucking fed the pie into the pokies machine.
Oh, okay. So you're straight up just lying. Oh.
Yeah, anyway. It's just around the traps anecdote.
What are we at?
35.
I reckon we could probably wrap it up. Let's start. any more reviews?
Oh, we do have a review, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I got something to promote, probably. Oh, yeah, Return of Country.
Yeah, what have you been doing, Yaz?
Black Comedy's on Stan. I was watching it the other day.
Ah, Black Comedy's on Stan? I'm not sure if my season's on there, though. They have season 3? 4?
Not 100% sure.
Season 3, best season. Season 4, one I worked on. But Return of Country on ABC Indigenous. By the time this comes out, my episode, I think, will have aired. You'll see friend of the show, Dave Woodhead, on there. I don't know, man.
Just fill some time. Just got to get this
fill up. Some more time. Duggan, how's it up there, mate?
Man, every time someone asks me how it is here, all I can think is it's fucking hot. It's so hot.
Bro, did I tell you I've got a...
I've spent like 4 weeks just being wet.
All right, it's got this got this review. Updack, 5 stars from Rowan Bow 4.
Rohan.
Oh, it might be. Maybe.
No, that's Rowan, mate.
Also Rowan. Anyway, love the pod, boys. Too many rockets to count. The tales of updacking had me howling. Keep up the heinous work, lads. Thanks, Rohan. And you keep up your pants. Don't let anyone dack you when you're getting pissing. My fucking brain is offline now.
Yeah, me too. Even working. Duggan, did I tell you that some old producer from the Footy Show, someone who said he's a Footy Show producer for a long time, reached out to me just to say thanks for the memories.
So fucking rules.
And I said, no, thank you, brother.
So good. Yeah. I also heard a story yesterday about they were talking about the artwork that Jacob Lingard did for his episode on our podcast.
Beautiful artwork.
And some guys asked Jacob Lingard, can you please do the same artwork for us? And he said, nah, I can't picture it.
Man,
little dick energy over the hell that was.
Oh man, that kind of Lingard rules.
Man, shout out to Lingard. Man, give him a follow too. He's got some good merch.
Yeah, he's a sick cunt.
I think I might get that that depression MTV shirt he's got.
Oh yeah, that's good. Fuck, we might wrap it up. I reckon, boys.
He's just got some great, like, he's got like a depression T-shirt on his like his online store, but it's worth fucking checking out. It's good funny stuff.
All right,
I'm fucking beat, man.
Yeah, he's beating his meat. Me too. I'm beat also.
I'm going to tickle this fella, huh? He loves it. Look at him.
Stop tickling each other.
We'll be funnier next week, huh?
I guarantee it. There's no way it can't get less funnier next week.
You boys, you need to pump it up to at least 4 because I can't keep bringing this level of energy.
Well, come down and fucking sort us out then, mate.
Yeah, well, we got a few auditions for your replacement, so hopefully it'll work out. We'll get some sick kind of...
Yeah, well, hopefully you bring more energy to the auditions because they'll fucking leave.
Mm.
No way, man.
Oh, no. Got us, Cameron.
Yeah, nice one, Cameron.
Way to hurt our feelings, buddy.
Yeah. I'm going home to smoke some weed.
Oh, fuck out of here.
Hey, thanks for listening, right, guys.
Do you have any
YouTube
gigs?
Likes...
Do you have anything to promote, Dunny?
Any gigs up there you want to promote?
Nah, this will come out after they're done.
Yeah. All right, fuck.
Not getting booked for the gigs.
I'm coming on.
It's coming home.
You boys.
We're gonna we're gonna get a live show cracking soon.
Yeah.
Like real soon. So
I saw Sydney Comedy Festival was announcing shows.
Yeah, but we'll do our own thing, I reckon.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing a Melbourne Comedy Festival show with Alex Ward, friend of the show Alex Ward. It's called Tropical Strength.
Oof. You going down to the fucking
Melbourne. Go down to Melbourne. Maybe we'll come down
to the epicenter, baby.
Dude, I'm gonna go to Adelaide.
Do it. Come along.
I'm going to go to Adelaide this year.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to go...
For the Clipsal 500.
Oh, man. I fucking wish. Nah. Haysto's show.
Well.
Yeah, right.
We've all got shit going on.
Yeah, we all do have shit going on.
Hey, man. It's great to hear he'll get a ticket sale this year.
Oh, no. I'll be on the door. I'm not paying.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. Thanks so much for listening. Subscribe on iTunes.
Thanks for listening if you made it this far.
Yeah, good bless you.
Follow us on Instagram, MugOff69, MugOff on Facebook, and all that good shit. Send through your MugOffs on the gram or on the email at MugMeOff69, and we'll read them out in the show.
Boo!
Thanks so much for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Many men wish death upon me. Blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be. And niggas trying to take my life away. I put a hole in a nigga for fucking with me. My back on the wall, now you gon' see. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Cause I'll come and take your life away. Many men, many, 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 many men wish death on me, dog. I don't cry no more. Don't look the sky no more. Have mercy on me. These pussy niggas put money on my head. Gone, get your refund, motherfucker. I ain't dead. I'm the diamond in the dirt that ain't been found. I'm the underground king and I ain't been crowned. When I rhyme, something special happen every time. I'm the greatest. Something like Ali in this prime. I walk the block with the bundles. I've been knocked on the humble. Swing the ox when I rumble. Show your ass with my gun. Gotta tip a nigga. Go ahead, lose your head. Turn your back on me, get clapped and lose your legs. I walk around, gun on my waist, chip on my shoulder, top bust a clip in your face. Post to this beef, ain't no. Many men,
Many, 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 many men wish death upon me, Lord. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me.
This is the mug off, baby.